Welcome to your five for the day. Many years ago, there was a young German girl whose father was a printer. He was printing the German Bible that had just been translated by Martin Luther. One day, his young daughter found a scrap of paper that had fallen to the floor in the cutting room. The paper contained words from John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave. But the rest of the verse was missing. The young girl was intrigued by this statement. She read it to herself over and over again. God so loved the world that he gave. God so loved the world that he gave. She liked it so much that she kept it close to her heart and read it every day. She was raised to know that God was just and holy, that he hates sin and is angry with the sinner. But she had never read that God loved her so much that he gave, although she did not know what exactly he had given. This revelation brought such joy to her heart that she was singing, and her mother noticed the happy little girl and asked, "What is the matter with you?" "Oh, mother, it is wonderful," she said, pulling out the little sliver of paper. "Read what it says. God so loved the world that he gave." "Gave what?" her mother asked. "I don't know, but if he loved me enough that he gave anything at all, I will never be afraid of him again." It's John in his Gospel who says that God so loved the world that he gave. But what was his gift? A diamond? A kingdom? A planet? A universe? No, so much more. Something priceless and beyond imagination. He gave his Son. And not one of many, but the only one that he had. And what a difference between our sin and God's generous gift of forgiveness. Each year, we are reminded that Christmas shall not be just about giving and receiving presents. But if we truly think about Christmas, it is indeed all about gift giving. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the greatest gift ever given by the greatest gift giver of all, God himself. This is Christmas, not the tinsel, not the giving and receiving, not even the carols, but the humble heart that receives anew the wonderful gift, the Christ. Here's a poem that puts the whole matter of the true meaning of Christmas into perspective. On Christmas Eve the other night, I saw the most amazing sight. Okay, for there beneath the Christmas tree was Santa kneeling on his knee. His countenance was different than that all familiar jolly grin. His head was bowed with hand to breast and slightly tucked into his vest. For there in a nativity was Jesus and his family. And as I heard him start to pray, I listened close to what he'd say. "Lord, you know that you're the reason I take pleasure in this season. I don't want to take your place, but just reflect your wondrous grace. I hope you'll help them understand I'm just an ordinary man who found a way to do your will by finding kids with needs to fill. But all those centuries ago, there was no way for me to know that they would make so much of me and all the gifts beneath the tree. They think I have some hidden power, granted at the midnight hour. But it is my love for you inspiring the things I do. And so, when they begin to open gifts for which they have been hoping, may they give you all the glory, for you're the one true Christmas story." Thank you for listening, and God bless you.